Happy New Year, Purgatory. It's a new year, time for new beginnings. Personally, I've never really understood why we try to start new habits in the middle of winter, when most of our waking hours are in the dark and everything around us is frozen and dead. But that's just probably the seasonal depression talking. The Clover Club has announced a Valentine's weekend trip to Atlantic City. Let yourself be charioted for 7+ hours each way in a top-of-the-line party bus to an unparalleled destination, New Jersey. Nothing says romance like beautiful Atlantic City, New Jersey. See the romantic sights. An empty parking lot where the MGM Grand was never built. An empty parking lot where they never built the dunes. And what's that over there? The penthouse casino? No, they never built it. It's a parking lot. You'll be staying at the Tropicana for 2 nights, perhaps taking your soulmate to one of the fine dining establishments like P.F. Chang's or Hooters, and then woo them with a night of emptying your wallet into one of 1,000 slot machines. Once you're out of money and self-respect, cry yourself to exhaustion under the rainfall showerhead and realize that you have another 7+ hour bus ride home to think about your choices. I'm sorry. I'm being harsh. The truth is, I love the annual Atlantic City trip. I love the Tropicana. I love their Hot Havana theme. I love the food. I love the slots. I saw REO Speedwagon there a decade ago, and Dave Amato signed my arm, and I didn't wash it until I leaned against the front window of Danmar's and left a noticeable smudge. But I'm not allowed on the party bus anymore after a series of events last year that I would argue were tantamount to entrapment. So here I am, talking bad about a shining diamond on the coast. Winter is hard. I know I'm not alone in thinking so. I know we all batten down the hatches and hold on, hoping beyond hope that we catch a glimpse of green poking up through the dirt, reassuring us that spring is on the way and we can finally breathe again. And so maybe sometimes someone feels that way, and then they board a large transportation vehicle filled with multicolor LEDs, 2 coolers full of Diet Cokes and White Claws, and 2 poles that I can assure you are not there to provide any structural support. You could see how that might be overstimulating. Compound that excitement with the knowledge that you're basically on your way to adult Disneyland, and you have a recipe for hijinks. The trip is like a yearly Bacchanalian festival with slightly less tearing limb from limb. Though, in 2019, Kayla Radcliffe brought a vuvuzela and we had to redirect her attention at a rest stop for long enough to hide it in a dumpster before we crossed the line and actually shed her blood. And yet, in 2020, Kayla Radcliffe still would have been invited to attend had we not had to cancel because of COVID. She was only told her carry-on luggage would be checked for potential issues. That is a reasonable response. What isn't reasonable is telling another woman who arguably was involved in a much more isolated incident that in 2023, when things are finally back in full swing, she has to stay home and let the gray swirl together with the beige. Jean Simmons forgave me. She knew it was an accident. Everyone on the bus knew it was an accident. And in fact, after we got the nosebleed under control, the only person who seemed upset in the least was the same person who coincidentally, and I'm not making an accusation here, I'm just stating a fact, who coincidentally ran the party bus over a curb mere seconds before my foot connected with Gene Simmons' face. Was I attempting a pole dance move called the reverse sun wheel? Yes. As I stated, the bus features not one, but 2 poles, and I, though never trained in the pole arts, possess the active hip mobility and glute strength to try it, along with the confidence of 2.5 mojitos and the insanity that only comes from the knowledge that you're finally on vacation. And who took issue? Not Jean. Not the ladies from the Clover Club. The driver. That's right, the same driver that threw off my trajectory in the first place. A man who, as drunk on power as the rest of us were on freedom, threatened to turn the bus around and go home, and only relented when I had been banned from the next trip and we had made sure there wasn't any blood on the upholstery. I mean, like it would be the first time there was blood on the upholstery of a party bus. I begged the ladies, choose another charter company this year, but apparently it's the only deluxe luxury bus within 50 miles. I tried to get Stella to agree to take everyone in the minibus, but the bus is not meant for that kind of mileage, and there are people here that depend on it every day. So, I'll be here for Valentine's Day. Moving on to another display of aggression, the roller derby tournament starts next week, and teams can register until this Saturday at 4 p.m. over at the rink. I know 3-time champions, the Stale Biscuits, are ready to go. Dana and the rest of the team over at Biscuits Diner have a surprising amount of rage stored up behind those aprons, and they are ready to defend their title. So if you think you've got the right blockers and jammers to make the biscuits rain crumble, dust off your protective padding and clear your schedule from January 12th through 15th for Derby Madness. Thank you, as always, to Danielle Coincrest for funding this event. Danielle, of course, also captains fan favorites The Trash Bandits, which will feature Dave and Rufus as long as Rufus gets the medical all clear. Maybe there's just something about this time of year that makes us all need to lash out a little more. Get wild and out of hand. They call it the Ides of March, but I bet if we went back and looked into it a little more, it was late January or early February when all of Caesar's friends got a little stabby. And I assume things might have gone a little differently if only they had had sun lamps and an outlet, like throwing some wheels on their sandals and beating the hell out of each other for a trophy and bragging rights. I'd get out there myself, but my glute superiority is offset by tragically weak ankles, so I'm resigned to the audience, where I'll be cheering for everyone equally and praying for gladiatorial catharsis. And speaking of tragically weak ankles, let's head over to Polly Dietz for traffic and weather. How we doing, Polly?
I'm not sure how to answer that, Davis.
You don't know what the traffic and weather are like?
Well, I've been sidelined here a little bit. I've got the traffic and weather, but I've also found myself in a bit of a situation here.
That's pretty much the norm. What's going on?
I'm out here at the Latmus Pergat Memorial intersection, and let me start off by saying that you've got a bit of a backup in either direction. If you could take another route, you should.
Is there an accident? Everybody okay?
Physically, everyone is fine, but we have the middle of the intersection roped off with cones and caution tape. Sheriff Wilkins is here, but he's refusing to comment.
Well, what else can you see?
Just a single stylish penny loafer in the middle of the taped-off area, Davis.
And you're sure no one was hurt?
I've confirmed with bystanders that no one has been hurt. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but this could be the rapture.
I think you jumped, Polly. Let's assume folks are still earthbound for the time being.
Of course most of us would be, Davis. Have you ever read Revelations?
No, I haven't. Please focus. Let's do weather.
It's cold. Upper 20s, but dry. No wind. Partly cloudy. Perfect weather for ascending into heaven while looking down on the sinners you're leaving behind.
Polly, no one is doing that.
It's probable at least one of us is.
Probable? Where is this coming from? You're an atheist.
Nobody's an atheist when the Lord comes a-knocking.
Please, just tell us the best way to get home safely.
There's only one way to get back home to the safe and loving arms of Jesus. Get to the church, Davis. Get to the church! Davis, get to the church!
Thanks, Polly. Purgatory Poet Laureate August Page has announced the upcoming release of her newest chapbook, Purgatorium. It was initially set for mid-fall, but chalk that up to another beyond-the-grave power play from everyone's least favorite skeleton, Latimus Purgat. Luckily, after losing access to his printing press, August was able to source an alternate small publisher. And surprise, surprise, they ended up quoting her a price 15% lower than the price quoted to her by Latimus, who is now 15% lower than the Park Gazebo. Starting this Sunday, you can purchase the anthology of poems and short stories from the post office and the rec, or drop by Triple X, tucked down the alley behind Danmar's, as if you didn't know, to purchase the deluxe chapbook with her erotic haiku addendum. And finally, a few quick announcements. Gabby and Nick run the laundromat slash dry cleaner slash game store Wash, Dry, and Roll, and they wanted me to let you know their Sunday D&D game had a total party kill last weekend. So it's the perfect chance to join the game, no matter if you're seasoned or a newbie. This Sunday will be a character building session and one free dry for every two washes. Debbie, you left your shoes at basement bar. It's okay. We've all been there. Mindy is trying to branch out into the holistic universe beyond her yoga practice. Starting this week at the rec, she's offering complimentary acupuncture sessions. They're free, with the caveat that you understand she's still very much a beginner. You're asked to sign a waiver and bring your own band-aids. As always, if you have any pressing news, you can wave me over, drop a note in my porch basket, slip it under the door of the radio shed, or send Marty an email at purgatorynewsonline@gmail.com. Somebody please send Marty an email. He checks it about 5 times a day, and all he gets are spams from Redfin about $3 million houses in Malibu that he might want to buy. Also, give those stars and subscribe and review or all of that. Reminding you that it's not a party bus until somebody gets hurt, this has been Davis Clarins, broadcasting out of the abandoned high school radio shed with all your purgatory news, signing off. This episode was written and recorded by Aaron Olson and edited by Stephen Dion. Polly Dietz is played by Michael Coyne.